We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our first sit down of the season with Todd Parnell Parney. Parnell, the COO and general manager of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. And I think our plan is to bring a read on the road Friday show.
Love it. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. And 15 days until opening day.
You're counting it down.
15 days. I'm breaking out in all kinds of like rashes because I'm nervous.
And this is, all of your seasons have been exciting. I mean, you all really have focused on making the experience at the Diamond. The baseball's great, but you make the experience a lot
overall
of fun
experience, right.
Too. But this year, you got the All-Star Game coming to town.
Correct. July 7th through the 10th, All-Star Week, presented by Genworth. It's going to be great.
Do you buy tickets in advance for that?
Oh, absolutely. Tickets are on sale now. We're already selling tickets in the upper deck. So we're probably going to be sold out for the Home Run Derby and the game July 9th and 10th. We'll probably be sold out by early May.
Yeah. So I'm thinking our audience might want to go and snag those.
100%.
Because a lot of people will want to see it. Listen, Parney, I'm glad you're here. I took note of a press release that you guys sent out. What was it, two days ago?
Monday morning.
Okay. This big announcement that I had no idea was coming. Sometimes people tip me off. You should send me an email about this. But what is the deal here? The squirrels are going to be called the Ardillas Voladoras.
Ooh, that was good.
Friday home games. Explain this to me.
So
what's happening?
This is all part of a minor league baseball nationwide promotion. Last year, they tested it out with 33 teams. This year, and we were not involved in that, this year there's 72 teams, and it's called the Copa de la Virgen, and it's just a change in identity. For some teams do it three times a year, some teams do it five times a year. We chose to be a little more consistent with it and do it every Friday, reaching out into the Hispanic market, and even more important for us, for the new identity and what we're doing at the ballpark, is what we're doing with the Virginia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And we're going into schools, and our Spanish-speaking players will be working with them in their passport to education. So that relationship away from the ballpark is very much a part of it as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. It seems exciting. I've seen the logo, which is kind of a cool-looking logo. It's different uniforms and everything for those Fridays.
Yeah, very well.
And I hate to bring up politics, because let me tell you something. I'm so sick and tired. I mean, everything's political.
Right.
I can't even buy a chicken sandwich on Broad Street without having to calculate, who supports this cause or who's against this. You know, politics is in everything. But are you worried? Because are you making a political statement with this?
No, we're just
like
making
dual language.
We're just making a statement that we're inclusive and we want everybody. And this is just a specific time where we're working with the Hispanic market. And like I said, John, it's more important. It's just as important about what we do away from the ballpark is what we do at the ballpark. I think that's why we've been successful here in Richmond, because we're a 12-month-a-year entity. We don't roll the sidewalks up in September. You never see us. We're constantly out in the community, and I think that this is going to help us affect some more lives in a positive way in our community, and that's what it's all about.
I was talking to one of my friends about this last night. He said, well, ask him if the announcer is going to be in English or Spanish.
Well, we are going to have some. It's going to be English, as it always is, but we're going to have some Spanish interpretation. We'll have some people coming in that their first language is Spanish. So it'll be a little bit different, but it'll still be the same English.
Okay. There seems to be some big money in this, let's be honest. I'm looking at data that Trey, the producer, you know, he's Mr. Researcher.
Mr. Researcher over there.
He can go dig stuff up. He is noting that in 2017, with only four teams and 14 games, the goal for the teams that participated was a attendance growth of about 2.5%, and there was a 16.7% growth. That was in 2017 with 33 teams. Minor League Baseball was hoping to see a 6-point growth and wound up doubling, more than doubling that.
Yep.
So I'm assuming there's some financial calculations in this also.
Well, I mean, sure, but I think the key is group sales is such an important part of our business, and when you have a specific audience that you're targeting, we're going to be able to have more Hispanic groups coming out to the ballpark on every Friday night. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be perpetual growth from that, too. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's going to be awesome. The Hispanic Chamber is very, very excited about mm-hmm. it. And it's just one of many things, including the All-Star Week, including opening day, which we've sold out opening day mm-hmm. all nine seasons. And this is our 10th year. So we're looking forward to all of this. We feel like 2019 is going to be our best year ever.
Yeah. We were looking online to see what the initial reaction was Monday into mm-hmm. Tuesday. It did seem... You know, I always go for politics because that's just my life. But a lot of people really love the logo and were trying to pre-order the hats. And
our logo was one of the most well-received logos nationwide. Mm-hmm. And you know, look, merchandise is a part of this, too. Like, yeah. People want something different, and it's a way for us to continue to be fresh. Any relationship you have, you got to change it up every once in a while to keep it stimulated, and that's what we're doing here.
Trey's flagging me down.
So I know you're going to have Lucha Libre wrestlers.
Lucha Libre!
Yeah. And they're fun. They're always fun. Masked uh-huh. guys running around is always fun. Uh-huh. Will you have Mexican foods?
Yes, our food and beverage people will have different things. I think they're going to actually rotate them for Friday night. We'll have different featured foods, but absolutely. But I'm pretty pumped up about the Lucha Libre stuff, I'm telling you right now, because I'm a huge wrestling fan, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
I know I look like I'm a serious dude. I'm a huge wrestling fan.
I can see you fitting into the
Yeah, what are your pants today? Because for those of you who don't know, Parney's kind of signature brand item is he shows up at a black tie dinner with crazy pants.
Oh, you've seen that before?
Yes,
huh?
I have. Yeah.
So these are my sugar skulls, which could be tied into the Lucha Libre very, very easily. So
Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So Jeff Jarrett's a good friend of ours. He's a WWE Hall of Fame wrestler, and he's helping us work with some of the Lucha Libre wrestlers, and Blue Demon Jr. is going to be making an appearance at the ballpark on one of our first Fridays coming up, and his family is a luchador, very, very, very well-known luchador family in the Hispanic market. So all this is just, you know, you mentioned politics. It's all just to be fun. That's what we do. We're in the fun business. We're not in the baseball business. We're not in the entertainment business. We're in the memory-making business. So hopefully now, for Hispanic families, they'll come out more and they'll make memories as a family.
All right. Well, listen, I'm always happy to see you, and
it's
I appreciate you joining us
on
the air.
Let's do it more often.
Yeah. And you going to let me do this, take me out to the ball game?
Only if you sing it better than Harry Carey.
I will listen. I can deliver on that.
I'm the one.
I used to go in person to see him do that.
Let's do it.
Love to try to replicate that. All right, Parney Parnell, the chief operating officer and the general manager of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, live in the studio today. Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.